If you always assume the worst from people around you, you expect them to take advantage of you or betray you. If you can't commit to one person, you find yourself always looking for something better and never being able to settle down. Or if you find yourself overcompensating in the areas of working or studying or personal growth in order to ignore relationships, then that is a sign that you have trust issues. That is a sign that for whatever reason, maybe from past experiences, past betrayals, you don't trust people. You don't trust yourself. In this video, I'm going to cover how to know if you have trust issues, how to heal that, and how to improve your relationships. So, how do you know if you have trust issues? Well, if you've been hurt and betrayed by others in the past, if you don't have good role models as your parents, if you didn't see your parents as being healthy and loving towards each other, if you find yourself doubting people's intentions all the time, like you always assume the worst. Even if they do like the slightest thing wrong, like you're already assuming that they're here to take advantage of you, or that they're jealous of you, or that they're trying to sabotage you, or they're trying to take advantage of you. If you're not able to commit to one person, if you find yourself getting to know people and then when it starts to get serious, you try to find something better, or you do something to sort of like remove yourself from the relationship, you start finding things to complain about in the relationship because you don't want to get too serious, that's another sign you have trust issues. And the sneakiest sign that you have trust issues is if you are throwing yourself into your work, maybe you're throwing yourself into your studies because you want to keep yourself busy. It's easier to say, oh, I'm too busy to be in a relationship. I'm focused on work. I'm focused on school. I'm focused on improving myself. I'm focused on working out and improving my health. It's so easy to have tunnel vision and say that you're focused on something else, and that way you ignore relationships. And that way you can stay not trusting people and not settling down because you're too busy with other things. Now let's move on to how you can heal these trust issues. The first step to healing trust issues is to being self-aware. You have to get down to the root cause. Where do these trust issues come from? What was the original event that started this cycle in your life? For a lot of people, it's their parents. They had something happen in their upbringing that caused them to lose trust for people, to lose trust for men, to lose trust for women, to lose trust in their friendships even. And so they're not able to form those bonds with people because they're still holding on to the mistakes that their parents made. Sometimes the origin can be from a relationship. Maybe you committed yourself to a relationship and you gave all of your heart to this person and they betrayed you. And so it's hard for you to then move forward and give that same energy to someone else because every time you find yourself getting close to people, you are brought back to that place where you allowed yourself to sort of give everything to one person and they betrayed you. So it's like you want to protect yourself, right? Trust issues really are just a form of self-protection. So you got to ask yourself, what am I protecting myself from? What am I scared of? When you start asking yourself these questions, that's when things start coming up. That's when memories start coming up. So pay attention to the memories that come up when you ask yourself, why don't I trust people? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I have good relationships? Why can't I be happy? When you ask yourself these questions, the first memory that comes up, the first thought that comes up, pay attention to that. Because that's what's going to give you the room, that's what's going to give you the reason as to why you have these issues, why you're not able to get what you want in relationships, and then from there you're able to move on to the next step. The second step to healing your trust issues is to take a look at those root causes that you already came up with, those initial memories that you have that you feel is the reason for your trust issues, the things that hurt you the most, right? And you're going to start to reframe these memories. You're going to start to look at these memories from a different angle, in a way that allows you to feel better about it. you're going to look at this memory, you're going to examine it, and you're going to look at it from a different perspective. So you're going to form different beliefs because someone betrayed you in the past, or your parents betrayed you and they didn't give you the love that you needed. And so your belief that you took away was, oh, I can't trust people. I can't give too much love to people because they'll take advantage of me. I can't allow myself to be vulnerable because then people will take advantage of me. So you're going to reframe that and look at that from a different perspective. Instead of choosing the belief that all people are horrible and you have to protect yourself and you can't trust people, reframe it as in, I need to find someone who is worthy of my trust. There are people that I can trust out there. I know the signs of the people who I don't need to trust. You're going to form a new belief from it. So the easiest way to do this is to put yourself in the situation of the other person that betrayed you. You want to start humanizing them a little bit because in our minds, we demonize people who have betrayed us and we think that they had these like horrible intentions and they planned right from the beginning to do this to us. And 99% of the time, it's not the case. Most of the time, the people that are betraying us are being betrayed, right? There's someone in their life that has done something to them that they haven't healed from. And so now they're projecting that onto us, and that's why they've done this to us, right? Especially if it comes to your parents. Their parents probably did worse things to them, and they think that they're doing so much better, but it's still hurting you, right? So you have to put yourself in their shoes. Start to forgive the things that they have done. Start to look for the positives, right? Finding gratitude is extremely powerful. If you're able to find gratitude in a situation where somebody hurt you, that's the best way that you're able to reframe this pain and be able to move forward. You don't want to see yourself as this victim anymore. You want to see how you participated as well. The most powerful thing that you can do is actually to change the memory. So in the memory that you have, in the past betrayals that you have, you see yourself as a victim. So instead of seeing yourself as the victim, see yourself as someone who contributed to the situation. Find meaning in the situation. Find the lesson from the situation. You can even change the memory altogether. Instead of affirming, oh, they betrayed me, affirm, oh, it just didn't work out. It was a wild ride. It was an emotional roller coaster, but here I am today. The third way to heal from having trust issues is to take back your power as a person. So like I said, you don't want to see yourself as a victim. You want to see yourself as the creator of your reality. So you need to start building trust for yourself. You need to build trust for yourself so you don't feel like someone could just come into your life and then break your heart again and betray you again. The reason that you're still operating from this wounded place is because you still see yourself as someone who could just get taken advantage of by somebody else. So you start taking back your power, right? You start setting more boundaries for yourself, not just in your relationships, but within your own life. You start building your discipline, okay? Discipline with how you treat yourself, discipline with the habits that you have, discipline with what you're doing in your everyday life, making sure that everything that you're doing is aligned with who you want to be. And when you build that trust within yourself, you start to feel more confident. You start to feel more protected from yourself, from the inside out. So you're able to move in this world, and even though, yeah, you were hurt in the past, you were not that person anymore. That was somebody else. That was the victim version of you, right? When I think back at like my past betrayals, I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the girl that I was, but I don't identify with her anymore because it's not me. I'm protected from the inside out because I have discipline. I have firm boundaries. I know myself, right? And because I've been surrounded in the past by people who have negative intentions, I know all the signs to look out for. So that's what I mean about finding gratitude, right? Now I know exactly what to look out for in people who are manipulative. Now I can help the clients that come to me and want advice. I can help them have discernment in their relationships and find the right people to bring into their lives, because I've already experienced every single type of betrayal you could possibly experience. And so now I have that information to bring forward, but I let go of the trauma. So this betrayal can be a superpower for you. As soon as you let go of the pain, but you keep the lesson, that's when you get to the next level in your relationships. So now moving on to how we can improve our relationships now that we've healed our trust issues. The first thing that you have to learn and you have to really understand is that you attract people based on your beliefs. The things that you expect out of this world, that's exactly what you're going to get. And the reason these patterns keep repeating and you're scared to trust people again is because you're still operating from a wounded state, right? So you have to choose the new beliefs that you want to carry forward. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. It doesn't matter if every single person that you've met has taken advantage of you. You don't have to carry that belief forward, because if you keep that belief, guess what? It's going to be shown to you over and over again. So you have to understand how powerful your beliefs are and how powerful your expectations are. The second thing you have to learn how to do in order to improve your relationships is to say no more than you say yes. So this is coming back to setting healthy boundaries. I have a whole playlist on setting boundaries. You want to be able to tell people no. You have to start practicing telling people no, okay? You have to start practicing telling yourself no, because a lot of the times we have these impulsive thoughts that want to keep us in our old identity, that want to keep us being lazy and procrastinating our goals, and we think that that's our intuition speaking to us, but it's not. It's the destructive mind within us that wants to keep us in the past. So you have to be very selective at what you say yes to. You have to say yes to the things that are aligned for you and that are going to make you feel good now and later. You have no idea how many women will come to me and say that they got themselves in a situationship that is just like taking advantage of them and they hate, and they knew they should have said no, but they wanted to say yes, right? So had they said no, they would have avoided this whole situation. You have to believe your gut instinct when it tells you no. The answer is no. It doesn't matter if this is exciting. It doesn't matter if you want to see the potential, if you want to give it a chance. It's a no. You have to tell people no. And guess what? If it's the right person, they will stay persistent and they will prove to you that they deserve a yes. But you can't give your whole entire heart on a platter to every single person that walks in, especially when you're going through this process of rebuilding trust with people. Okay, you have to tell people no and allow yourself to actually feel trust for someone, so that way you give it to people that deserve it instead of giving it to whoever gives you attention, getting betrayed, and then reaffirming the belief that everyone is going to betray you. You know what I mean? And the third thing that you need to do if you want to improve your relationships is you need to take a clean mind into every relationship you go into. This is really difficult because we want to protect ourselves. We want to, you know, not get betrayed again. But if you're bringing expectations from previous relationships and you're making judgments off this person based off what happened in your past, the relationship is not going to go well. You're going to bring out the negative aspects in this person. So what you need to do is you need to judge each individual person based on their actions. You can't judge them based on what your ex did and now this person, you know, reminds you of them in some way. No. Unless they're doing the things or doing the behaviors that are red flags, right? I have a whole playlist on red flags to look out for in people, but you want to judge people based off of their actions. You want to assume the best always and let them show you who they are, right? Now, just because you're assuming the best doesn't mean that you're lowering your boundaries. You still have firm boundaries. You're still telling people no more than you're telling them yes. But in your mind, you're assuming the best and you're allowing them to prove to you how amazing they are, so that way you can lower these barriers and let them in. Remember, you get to walk away at any moment. If anyone gives you any indication that they're not to be trusted, you don't have to give any explanation. You don't have to feel bad. You can walk away whenever you want. That's another thing that you have to understand and not be scared of walking away from people. Just like you can't be scared to tell people no, you can't be scared to leave people alone when you've realized that they're not aligned with you. You're doing yourself a favor and you're doing them a favor, because people that are negative, people that have bad intentions, they need people like you to reject them. They need their actions to come back in their face and be reflected to them, and they need to understand that the way that they're acting is not acceptable, and no one is going to entertain that kind of behavior. Okay? But the more you feed into it, the more you argue with these people and cry to them and send them paragraphs on your text messages of how they should be acting, the more energy they're getting out of this, right? The more that they're able to build themselves up and continue behaving the way that they're behaving, because even if it's positive or negative, they're getting your attention, right? So you have to learn how to ice people out when they deserve it, and then you have to learn how to tell people no. If you're ready to get to the next level and you want to work with me, go to modelpatty.com and check out all of my resources. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.